Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord, and I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. And today we're going to do some recapping. We had three events this past weekend, the August 6th, 7th weekend in Sunrise, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Austin, Texas, all arena shows. And there was some pretty good action. I mean, nothing spectacular. These were all just kind of standard arena shows, but we do have some kind of big news. Last minute, it looked like it was supposed to be Exterminator J.R. McNeil in Sunrise, Florida, had to be surprisingly replaced with Son of a Digger, Brandon Vincent. I guess Ryan was not available this weekend to pilot Son of a Digger, and Monster Jam needed to send an extra truck out to Miami, so they picked Son of a Digger out of all trucks. I don't know why they couldn't have put, like, El Toro Loco or, you know, something like that. I don't know, but they picked Son of a Digger, and they put Brandon Vincent behind the wheel, which is... If you're putting anyone besides Ryan behind the wheel, the Son of a Digger, it's Brandon. He's been Ryan's crew chief for, it was 9 years, I am pretty sure, before he ever got in the driver's seat. So, no one more deserving, as well as a lifelong friend of the Andersons. So, let's start recapping action from this past weekend. We're going to start off with Raleigh. The results, there were two shows this weekend, and the results from Saturday evening were racing winner, timed racing. It was Cody Saucier, Fast Metal, with a time of 9.791. See, timed racing is when trucks all individually race instead of race each other against the clock. And your fastest was Cody Saucier, Fast Metal, 9.791. Your skills challenge winner, no surprise here, Tyler Menninga, Gravedigger, 9.410. Donut competition winner, Zombie Bar Musauer. Who better to win the donut competition? And your freestyle winner, Tyler Menninga, Gravedigger, 9.549, leading your overall event champion winner to be Tyler Menninga and Gravedigger with 29 out of, I guess it would be 32 points. But I went too fast. We didn't even go over the lineup. Let me go over the lineup for you guys real quick. We had Bad Company, John Gordon, Fast Metal, Cody Saucier, Tyler Menninga, Gravedigger, Hooked, Brian Wright, Zombie Bar, Musauer, Whiplash, Brandon Mahan, Stone Crusher, Chad Tingler, and we saw the return of Soldier Fortune Black Ops, driven by Tony Oaks, this weekend in Raleigh. So everyone is coming back. I mean, we got Whiplash back, Black Ops back. Pretty much every, you know, kind of side truck, you know, that wasn't really a main eventer that they had on tour all year. Like, you know, Black Ops, Whiplash, and I guess you could put Son of a Digger in there, as much as that hurts to say. Pretty much all those are returning. We've seen, you know, just the normal Soldier Fortune, El Toro Loco, Alien Invasion, pretty much all the Feld trucks are back for 2021, which is a very good sign, and I love it. And pretty much with Black Ops, that was like the last one off the top of my head, you know, besides like Blue Thunder, but that hasn't had a Feld-operated driver in years anyways. So we've pretty much seen the return of every single Feld monster truck as of this weekend. So thank God, looks like Monster Jams are turning back to normal entirely with all these full-capacity events and everything. But for Sunday night, your timed racing winner, Gravedigger Tyler Menninga, with a 9.598, which was the fastest time of the entire weekend. Skills challenge winner, Soldier Fortune Black Ops, Tony Oaks, 9.204. Donut competition winner, Tyler Menninga, Gravedigger, 9.279. And your freestyle winner, 9.340, Gravedigger Tyler Menninga. Overall event champion, Tyler Menninga, 31 out of 32 points. Never a surprise. I mean, Tyler Menninga sweep the entire Raleigh shows this weekend, 2 for 2. No surprise, Tyler Menninga is what I mean, with Neil Elliott gone, you know, it would not put it past me to say Tyler Menega is the most skilled driver that Monster Jam has today. Incredible. So let's go recap Austin, Texas now. They had two shows. They had a Saturday evening, Sunday afternoon shows, and some quite interesting lineup for this show. I wish I would have, if they didn't announce the lineup like a week before the event happened, I probably would have went to this one and filmed it for you guys. But, I'm not going to go to a show unless I know the lineup. And after they announced the lineup, it was extremely interesting, and I was highly disappointed that I couldn't make it. So, you know, you could thank Monster Jam's schedule announcers for this one, guys. I don't have any footage from this weekend. So, let's get over the lineup real quick. Extreme Attitude, Travis Morey. Gravedigger, Adam Anderson. That's a reason why I wanted to go. Jailbird, Kalen Mingus. Max D, Colton Eichelberger, driving the Willman chassis. Not a typical Feld chassis, or like a CRD it would be. He was driving Tom's Max D chassis. So, that sucked that I got to miss that. I hope that the other shows that Colton's scheduled for now are, he'll be driving that Max D. I hope so. Praise to the Lord, please. Well, I love seeing Colton in that Tom Max D chassis, and especially in an arena. That chassis has, like, never been in an arena before until Colton drove it, like, this weekend. So I want to see that. That's just something new. And then the last two drivers, Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood, and Dalmatian, Cynthia Gauthier. I saw that two Team Scream trucks were scheduled for this show, and for some reason they did not compete. I still do not know. I don't know what happened, but yeah, it was supposed to be Chris Kohler Axe and Corey Romo Rage, I'm pretty sure. And for whatever reason, they did not show up and just were not at these shows. So I don't know. I mean, I'll figure out one day, hopefully. But, and let's go over the results for Saturday night. Your racing winner was Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Mutt Dalmatian Galaxy, defeating Extreme Attitude Travis Morey. So that's a really interesting final round. Both Max D and Gravedigger got defeated by Travis Morey. So that's pretty incredible. But he couldn't defeat Cynthia Gauthier. So, good for her. That's pretty good. I mean, I would not expect that. Skills Challenge winner, 9.402, Max D, Colton Eichelberger, not a surprise. Your donut winner, Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Domination Galaxy, 9.490, blew past everyone, wasn't even close. And your freestyle winner, Adam Anderson, Gravedigger, you know, that's not a surprise, 9.246. Your overall event champion wasn't even close. It was Cynthia Gauthier and Monster Domination Galaxy. That is incredible. Cynthia Gauthier has not gotten... She's barely had any event wins this season. She just returned about a month or two ago. And she just captures... This is her first arena show of the weekend. Of the season. And she gets an overall event championship. So maybe Feld, maybe she'd be better on arenas? I definitely think so. I think Cynthia Gauthier driving style definitely fits better in an arena setting. Compared to a stadium setting that they've had her on for the past 2-3 years. I think maybe swapping her for someone like Tristan England or something like that for whenever they're up thinking about upcoming season schedules and all that, maybe that's something that they would want to consider. But Cynthia Gauthier did a phenomenal job in the Saturday evening show, and she captured the overall event championship. So now, moving on to Sunday in Austin, Texas, your racing winner was Caleb Blood, Soldier Fortune, defeating Adam Anderson and Gravedigger. Incredible. Everyone, and she defeated Colton earlier in round one too, so the women are dominating racing this show. Only women drivers won racing this weekend in Austin. Your two-wheel skills challenge winner, Max D, Colton Eichelberger, goes 2-for-2 in Austin, Texas. Donut competition winner, Adam Anderson, Gravedigger. And your freestyle winner, Adam Anderson, Gravedigger. And how many times I said Adam Anderson, Gravedigger, I bet you could assume that your overall event champion, Adam Anderson, Gravedigger, for Sunday afternoon. Super cool. Wish I could have been there. If I went, I probably would have only went to one show. I don't know how I would have done that or which one I would have picked, but I'm sorry that I could not get footage from that show for you guys. Looked like it was pretty interesting. But now, moving on to Sunrise, Florida for this weekend. It's a Monster Jam action. We had a pretty nice lineup, pretty kind of stadium-heavy lineup. We had, let's start off with Gravedigger Kristen Anderson, Mohawk Warrior Elvis Linas, Jester Matt Pagliarulo, Kraken Nick Pagliarulo, Wolf's Head Kristen Hope, Son of a Digger Brandon Vinson, Scooby-Doo Lindsey Reed, and Monster Energy Todd LaDuke. Those are your eight drivers for this weekend. It was supposed to be like Exterminator or Raisin Kane or something like that was going to fill the place of Son of a Digger. And we had some interesting shows. We had three shows this weekend. We had Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, and Sunday afternoon. So let's start off with Saturday evening, Saturday afternoon. And your Saturday afternoon timed racing winner, because again, it was timed racing instead of actual racing, Son of a Digger, Brandon Vinson, got the racing win. His first ever competition driving Son of a Digger, he takes the win. And that is no surprise. Out of every driver here, he is definitely the most apt to an arena setting out of all them, and I'm just as surprised that he's apt to that Son of a Digger chassis. Incredible. Brandon Vinson is one of the best arena drivers Monster Jam has, and come on, he's just perfect pick to put back in Son of a Digger. Great Clip Skills Challenge winner, Son of a Digger, Brandon Vinson. So he's already two for two in his events driving Son of a Digger. Donut Competition winner, Scooby-Doo Lindsey Reed. And your freestyle winner was Elvis Linas, Mohawk Warrior. And your overall event champion for Saturday afternoon, Great Clips Mohawk Warrior, Elvis Linas, 26 points. So, good for Elvis Linas. Only got one competition win and takes the overall event championship. So now moving on to Saturday evening show. Only about 6 hours in between these. Racing winner, Son of a Digger, Brandon Vinson takes the timed racing win. Skills Challenge winner, Son of a Digger, Brandon Vinson, 9.705, taking the Skills Challenge win. Same results so far. Oh, and the Donut Competition winner, Lindsey Reed, Scooby-Doo again. This is a repeat. Oh, wait, it's not. Your freestyle winner, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed, instead of Elvis Linas. And your overall event champion for this show was Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed. She took the overall event championship for Sunrise Florida, which is around Miami, show two. So good for Lindsey Reed. That is her first overall event championship of the weekend. A lot of women are dominating this weekend. Really cool to see. And again, like a driver like Lindsey Reed, I think she'd be much better on an arena setting. She's more apt to that. And she's doing, I mean, it showed in LA a couple weeks ago that's where I think she should really be. She not really be involved in the stadium. She should stay on arenas. That's where she's best at. And that's great. So overall event championship winner, Scooby-Doo Lindsey Reed. And now for the last show on Sunday, your timed racing winner, Son of a Digger, Brandon Vinson, goes 3 for 3 in racing this weekend, driving Son of a Digger. And oh, wow, if you look at the times right now, only 0.001 second separates Brandon Vinson and Monster Energy Todd LaDuke. That must have been crushing. Wow, I would... Oh my god, if I was only 0.001 seconds faster, you know, only that's 1,000th of a second. Oh my god, I'd be screaming. Skills Challenge winner, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed. So that breaks Brandon's Skills Challenge record for this weekend, and he actually placed last in the Skills Challenge with a 2.812. That couldn't have been good. Donut Competition winner, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed. She goes 3 for 3 in donuts this weekend, which I'm not surprised about. I mean, in LA, she pretty much did. And Freestyle winner, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed. She's been dominating this entire weekend, and she takes her overall event championship. Again, 2 out of 3 for Sunrise Florida. It's 29 points for Scooby-Doo and Lindsey Reed. So, very interesting shows this weekend. We had a lot of interesting news. So too bad I don't have any footage for you guys from this weekend. You know, I did not plan on going to Raleigh, North Carolina. I did not plan on going to Miami, Florida. But I would have liked to go to Austin. I've never been to Austin. Oh, I've never been anywhere of those three places. But I would like to go to Austin. I love Texas. And I thought that would have been a cool show to recap. But I'm sorry if they would announce the lineup about 3 weeks earlier, like they usually do, and I would have been there for you guys, but it's fine. We got a lot more shows coming up anyways. Just one weekend we missed here on Monster Jam Lord. And while I'm at it, I'll tell you guys my schedule. This upcoming weekend, and actually 4 days from now, I will be in Denver, Colorado for Monster Jam for two shows on, I believe it's Saturday. Yes, I will be on the two Saturday shows in Denver, Colorado, show 2 and 3, August 14th. So that's going to be really exciting. That's actually going to have Colton Eichelberger and Tyler Menninga there. Two of Monster Jam's biggest rivals today, I would say, because not really any real rivalries anymore. Those two guys, they do. So I'm excited to see the return of them together in competition. Next weekend after that, August 21st, Saturday, I will be at the two shows in Fresno, California for Monster Jam. That's going to be really exciting. Then I'll be in Foxborough, Massachusetts in Gillette Stadium, August 28th. That is actually coming up pretty soon. That's only about 2.5 weeks away. I'm kind of scared. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. Now that stadium's at the top of my bucket list I hadn't been to. Then it looks like we'll have a week off for Monster Jam Lord, unless something else comes up on the September 4th, 5th weekend. But moving on, right after that, September 11th and 12th, I will be in Cleveland, Ohio for the arena show at Rock and Mortgage Fieldhouse. And I'll tell you guys why I picked Cleveland, because it's got one of the most interesting lineups I have seen for an arena all year, and I don't think I could pass it up. So let me tell you guys what it looks like. So we got, for Cleveland, we got El Toro Loco, Armando Castro, Gravedigger Kristen Anderson, Mohawk Warrior Elvis Linas, Hooked Brian Wright, Stone Crusher Chad Tingler, Son of a Digger Ryan Anderson, Soldier Fortune Caleb Blood, and Colton Eichelberger Max D. So it looks pretty good for Cleveland, Ohio. I will be at all four shows. Then I will also be in Tacoma, Washington for the first three shows, September 17th and 18th. And that is all I got for my schedule. If you want to check out footage from all those shows in the future and check out over 50 shows I've been to this year for Monster Jam, go to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube, youtube.com/c/MonsterJamLord. Go follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord and make sure to follow this podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Thank you guys for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.